why don't we begin? We want to take opportunity to thank the sponsors, Munch and Gitzi Rosenfeld. Thank you very much. Enjoy the kugel. I wanted to speak a little bit about one of the most unique halachic phenomena there are, and that is the concept of Pesach Sheni. A very, very unique phenomenon. I'll just start with a quick Hasidic Shavort / joke, which Rabbi Weinrib told me once. I don't know if it was the name of somebody or not. But he said, how come there's Pesach Sheni? After all, if you didn't do the Lulav, there's no Lulav Sheni, there's no Sukkah Sheni, there's no Chanukah Sheni. Why is there, how come they got the gift of Pesach Sheni? So he said, again, I think in the name of somebody, very simply, because they asked. I mean, obviously you appreciate the Musar of that, right? Sometimes you have to ask. Sometimes you have to ask. So, in that vein, in Paraktes, in Shlishi, here in Baal Oschav, so, we hear now, again, it's already a month since the original Pesach, and now, if it's a month later, we have the story of the Pesach Sheni. After they had done the Pesach, then we hear, Arba Asar Yom B'chodesh Hazeh Bein Arbayim Tasu Oso B'Mo'ado K'cholku K'oso V'chom Mishpatav Teosu Oso. You should do this Pesach, the second one. V'dav Moshe Ben Yisrael L'asos HaPesach. So Hashem Moshe tells the Bnei Israel this. V'yasos HaPesach V'rishon Bar Abbas Yom L'chodesh Bein Arbayim Mimbra Sinai K'chol Shasiva Hashem V'choshe Kein Asu Bnei Israel. They did what they were told. And now we hear the details. Finally, Pasuk Vav. V'yu Ha'anashim Asher Hayu Tumeim L'nefesh. Those who were Tumei, who couldn't bring the first Karban Pesach. V'lo Yochlu L'asos Pesach B'yomahu. V'yikravu L'fnei Moshe L'fnei Aaron B'yomahu. And they came before Aaron and Moshe at that time, V'yomra Anoshim, and they had said, Hey, my love, Anachlu Tmein L'Nafesh, Adam, we are Tamei. Lama Nigara, Levilti Yikrivis, Karban HaZeb Mo'ado, B'soch B'nei Israel, Karban Hashem, B'mo'ado, B'soch B'nei Israel. Why should we be withheld? Why should we not be able to do this Karban? It's interesting, just as an aside, I don't want to focus on it now, but it's interesting that the Karban Pesach, both in Pesach Sheni and originally, it's always referred to as a Karban Hashem. That's not my idea, because it's Rosenzweig's idea, but it's an important one. V'yomer aleihem Moshe, and Moshe says to them, Imdu v'eshma ma yitzav Hashem lechem. As we know, Hashem didn't know, Moshe didn't know what to do, and he asks Hashem. Pasuk tes, v'yidabra Hashem Moshe leimor. Dabra ben Yisrael leimor ish, ki yeh tamei l'nefesh. Hashem responds with two categories. Someone who was tamei, and therefore couldn't bring the Karban Pesach. Obed derech recholka lechem. He was too far away from the Mikdash, he didn't make it in time. Whether it's you in this original time or for all generations, anyone who meets either of these two criteria of exemptions, so then they couldn't do the Pesach. So what is the result for these two people? On the next month, on Iyar, on the 14th day, Yasu Asal Matus Mor Mechluhu, they'll do the Pesach Sheni with Matzah and with Mor. Just like the original Karban Pesach, they can't leave over anything. There's no nosar. That's some yish beruba. Be very careful not to break any bones. Kechol chukas haPesach yaso so. They have to do the same halachos as the original Karban Pesach. V'chi agor itchem ger v'asa Pesach Hashem chukas haPesach v'shmato ken yasa chuka achas yelachem v'leger v'leezerach haaretz. Very, very famous pasuk. Now I'm looking for one word. Where did I misread it or did I skip it? Where's the Chadal? Yeah, did I? How did I miss that? Huh? Your Gimel, did I miss it? Did I miss? Oh, excuse me, there it is. I'm sorry. I skipped the Pasuk. I'm sorry, I skipped the Pasuk. I stopped right before that. Thank you. I stopped right before. I had a Rebbe when I was younger who said 90% of the questions in learning would be answered if you just keep on reading. So I should have listened. Thank you, Yaakov. However, that's somebody, that's the Tameh in the Rechok Baderech. Ha'ish Asher Hu Tahor. What about somebody who wasn't Tameh? He was Tahor. Ubaderech Lohaya. And he was not on the road. V'chadal la'asos ha'pesach. Now, how do you translate v'chadal? It's a very strange word.
Stop, carry.
I'm not sure. Let's see. What do they say here? Here they say refrained. I'm not sure even what the etymology of it is. But it's a striking word. There are easier ways to say what the Torah is trying to say. V'chadal la'asos ha'pesach. Because the carbon wasn't given in its designated time. Which designated time? Nisan or Iyar? Interesting question. Okay, good question. Could somebody bring me a Rambam's Zmanim? please? That's different. We'll paraphrase from the Gemara, but the Rambam is important to have. Okay. So from these psukim, the Chazal understand this is Zmanim. Do you have the Frankel Zmanim? Do you have that? Thank you. If you could just find me Hilchos Korban Pesach. That's great. Yeah, thank you. Okay. So the Sefer Achinuch, following the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos, quotes this as a separate mitzvah. Pesach Sheni is a separate mitzvah. And gives us the basic facts. It's interesting, as I mentioned the Rabbi Weinreb story about why this is so important. The Sefer Achinuch, we know, always has the Sharshi HaMitzvah. So again, he explains that perhaps what's unique about the Korban Pesach is what's so unique about Pesach. And the Pesach itself is so unique in terms of our Hashkaf and our Amunah that it's just we have to give everyone the best chance because, and he elaborates in a very similar way. It reminded me of the famous Ramban who wants to know how come there are so many mitzvos that have nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim but are Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban says, because the Yisod of all of our Amunah is Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore we mention it whenever we can. So in a similar vein, the Chinuch tries to say that's why there's the concept of Pesach Sheni, because it's such an important Yisod in Amunah, we want to allow everyone to participate. Okay. Anyway. So the Gemara in Pesachim, Amdaf, Tzadi Heyam, and Aleph, Tzadi Heyam, and Beis, basically just categorizes what was already implied by the Pesachim themselves, and that is, what are the halachos of Pesach Sheni as they relate to Pesach Rishon? Which halachos are similar? Which halachas are different? So let's just review this, and then we'll get to the stuff that I really want to concentrate on. Number one is, what's different? The Isra Chametz only applies on Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni, you can have Chametz everywhere, and you still can do Pesach. Number two is that we know that Pesach Rishon is a whole week, is 7 days, and in theory, right, you have time to eat it, and whatever, that's the whole Pesach, obviously, whereas, of course, Pesach Sheni is only 1 day. Another difference, Pesach Sheni has no Isra Malacha. It's no Kedushas Yom Tov. And there's no Isra Malacha.
Pesach Rishon
just at night. There's a halacha of Nosar. Yeah. Okay, oh, did I give you the wrong thing? I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry, Alan. You're on the search. Okay, if you could. I'm sorry, Alan. I thought it was. Yes. Right. That was what you mentioned exactly. Yes, that's correct. Thank you, Alan. My fault. Thank you. Now, those are all the differences. Another difference is that Karba and Pesach Rishon, you have a Hallel. We spoke about this a little bit on Shabbos Agudal. You have Hallel both during the Shechitas HaPesach as well as the Achilas HaPesach, as opposed to on Pesach Sheni, where you only have a Hallel while shechting, you do not have Hallel while eating, right? There's no Seder with Hallel when you have your Pesach Sheni. However, despite those differences, what is the same, which we just read from the Pasuk, is that number one, both are roasted, both have the Halach of Etzim L'Yishbur, you can't have a broken bone, both are eaten with Masa and Maror, and, interestingly enough, both, even Pesach Sheni, this is interesting, even Pesach Sheni would be Docha Shabbos. If the 14th of the month falls out on a Shabbos, those who need it would be Makar of the Karbon on Shabbos. Both are Docha Shabbos. Okay, those are the basics. The Gemara Pesachim tells us those are the three or four things that are the same with Pesach Rishon, and these are the things that are different than Pesach Rishon.
One of the parables that only the same qualifiers of the
because it's not. In other words, the issue of who does and doesn't is what I want to spend a lot of the shir on, but that is for sure. I think that's the whole sugya of what's unique about Karban Pesach Sheni. Who has to/who is allowed to partake in it. That's a much bigger sugya than what we just said until now. And in fact, I want to focus on really two things for the remainder of the shir. Number one is the punishment, which is already vague in the psukim. I'm glad you picked up on it, Louis. When is there kares and why is there kares? It's a little bit vague from the psukim. It's a three-way machlokes tanoim, which we'll see in a moment. And then also to discuss some of the issues of who is eligible / who is obligated in Pesach Sheni. And that last part especially, for those who are in shul over Pesach, so Shalom Kalman did speak about it. And in fact, Shalom borrowed heavily from a piece by Rav Rosenzweig, and I will do the same. So the first part of the shir is different, but the second part you can consider chazara.
Did you say there's karis?
Well, we have to see. But there is definitely something about karis, yeah. Now, what is the kares? That's exactly machlokas. So, I don't want to read it inside the Gemara. I'll try to make it as simple as possible, but it is important to realize. It's a little confusing. There's a three-way machlokas in terms of three different tanaim, and there are four different cases. Just imagine for a moment, if you think of shogeg and mazid, you can be shogeg in both, you can be mazid in both, you can be shogeg in one and mazid in the other. You just theoretically have four cases. And you have three different opinions about when you would get punished, in which cases. So Rebbe says, Rebbe is of the opinion, that you get kares if you don't do it either on number one or number two. That's what it seems like at first from the Gemara. Rebbe Nosson says, yes, correct. Rebbe Nosson says only kares if you b'mezid didn't bring the Pesach Rishon. But if you were b'shogeg or tameh or something on Pesach Rishon, and the b'mezid didn't bring Pesach Sheni, you would not get kares according to Rebbe Nosson. And Rebbe Chanina ben Akiva says there's no kares even if you didn't, even from not doing the first, unless you b'mezid don't do the second. Okay? Now, very, very interesting. Very interesting. Now, the Gemara, after going through all of this, makes the following conclusion. If you're mazed in both, you're mazed on Nisan, you're mazed on the next month, everyone agrees you're chayav kares. If you're b'shogeg, or b'ones, or tamei b'darkoka, in both, everyone agrees you're not chayav kares. When is the machlokis in the following two cases? If you're mazid on Pesach, but shogeg, or onus, on Pesach Sheni, Rebbe and Rebbe Nosson hold your chayiv kares. However, the last opinion holds you're not. Again, if you have to write it down, write it down, but I won't be able to keep it straight myself to keep on repeating it, so I'm trying to say it slowly and clearly. Listen, if you're mazid on the first, shogeg on the second, chayiv kares, according to Rebbe and Rebbe Nosson, but not according to the third Tana. And in the final case, in the other direction, if you're shogeg or something on the first, but mazid on the second, Rebbe still holds your chayiv kares, just for being mazid on Pesach Sheni, your chayiv kares, Rebbe says, but the other two hold you're not. Okay? That's confusing, but we'll try to make it confusing, but less so, and let's just look at Shita Sarambam. There's a famous Shita of Rashi, which is very famous because it's unclear, and there's a Machlokas Flach and Rashash about the Shita of Rashi. Rashi may, within some of the Tanaim, hold that if you're b'mezid on Pesach Rishon, you may have a Chiyuv Kares even if you bring Pesach Sheni, which would be the only Shita that would say that, if Rashi means that, which is how the Flach understands Rashi. But Rambam is going to be complicated enough for us. Let's try to focus on the Rambam. And if you can remember, let's try to see who is the Rambam paskening like. Now, before we see the Rambam, I want to mention to you that the Gemara itself keys us in about what will really be the fascinating Lamda Shashayla, and that is by using certain keywords. The Gemara wants to know why the different Tanaim hold what they hold. And the Gemara actually sketches out two basic categories, which are really three. Rebbe, the Gemara holds, the Pesach Sheni is a regular b'fnei atzma. Regular b'fnei atzma. Which sounds like it has an independent ability to be mechayev kares. Which was the case that Rebbe said, right? Shogeg on the first, may is it on the second, he's the only one who holds that itself as enough to tie you kares. Rebbe Nosson, says the Gemara, tashlumin the rishon. Pesach Sheni is a tashlumin for the second one. Tashlumin, yes. Takanta, no. Very interesting language. And Rav Achor Yaakov, the third Tana says, it's a takana. It's a takana. Nope. Lav Nitzin Glasei does not get you out of Onish. It's part of the Onish. Lav Nitzin Glasei does not get you out of Onish. It's part of the Onish. The Pashtus. This is not that. So let's see, what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam talks about this in Hilchos Korban Pesach, which, to clarify, is in Sefer Karbonos, not in Sefer Zmanim. I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking clearly. And in the Pesach, in the beginning of Hilchos Korban Pesach, Parakei, Rambam says the following. Mi shaya tamei b'shas shkidas ha-pesach. You are tamei on Yudal Nisan. And you can't be participant. Which we're not going to discuss what cuts is their machloka, that's its own machlokas. But you were too far away. Oh, nenas, bonus acher, or you had some other kind of an onus. Oh, shagag, or you just were accidental, the lo hikri v'rishon, and you did not bring the carbon pesach on the 14th of Nisan. Hai ze shokhei pesach varba asar shachorish hasheni ben arbayim, you bring carbon pesach sheni. Shidat pesach zeh, the second one, pesach sheni, mitzvah asei bifnei atzma. Its own mitzvah, right, that's certainly the exact opposite of lavin glasei, it's its own mitzvah, and therefore, v'doche es ha-Shabbos. It has the ability to be doche ha-Shabbos. It's a mitzvah in its own right. She'ein ha-Sheini, in case you're not sure yet what the Rambam is trying to tell you, he goes out of his way. She'ein ha-Sheini tashlumen l'rishon, ela regel b'fnei atzmo. L'ficha chayavim alav karis. You could become chayav karis. He hasn't given us the details yet. The Rambam stresses in a very dramatic way. It's regel b'fnei atzmo. That has consequences. To the extent that you would even be chayav karis, it sounds like for it alone. Halacha beis. Ketzad. What are the details? Mi sheshagago nenes. Now again, in the beginning of the halacha aleph, he quoted all four cases. Tamei, darkakoka, shagago nenes. Now when he starts giving you the details, notice he does not group them as a four. Some. Shagago nenes, lo hikra berishon. So you didn't bring it on the first bet yantif because you were shagago nenes. In hazed, you should bring it up. What if by that time you're a bemazed? I don't care. I don't like boxer anyway. I'm not bringing it. No pesach sheni for me. No matzah in day school, nothing. In hazed, v'lo hikra b'sheni, chayiv kares. Again, the chayiv kares is not because of the shogeg in the beginning, presumably. Or maybe it is, I don't know. But you're only mazed on Yom Tov Sheni, says the Rambam, chayiv kares. Who's that paskin like? Rebbe, continues the Rambam. But if you're shagag on both, as the Gemara said, even Rebbe is no there, if you're shagag in both, then you're potter from Karis. Hazed v'lo hikra b'rishon. Even if you're mazed, makra b'sheni. Then lo hikra b'sheni, apal pisha shagag, hariz achayiv Karis. Again, like Rebbe. Again, you're mazed in the first, shagag in the second. So the Rambam holds, it sounds like Rebbe, in either direction. If you're mazed in either one, you're chayav karis. Shagag in both, you're potter. But if you're mazed in either one, you're chayav karis. And it sounds like that's what the Rambam understands as regel b'fnei atzmo. Each one independently has the ability to be mechayav your karis.
Does that mean if you're mazed in the first one, but you gave carbon the second one, you're still chayav karis?
Then you're out of it. He's talking about if you're mazed in the first and shogeg and therefore didn't bring it in the second. Oh, good. So you're getting at speak out. What's bothering you now?
Well, the fact that if they're independent, if they're separate, then you should still be.
Okay, the Rambam is clear that if you did bring on Pesach Sheni, you will not be Chayav Karis, even if you had been mazed on the first. Does that make sense?
It doesn't if you look at the two separate.
Right. So it seems like you have a catch 22. Very good. Right. There's quite a few questions on this Rambam, right? But you jumped the gun, which is fine. Just to point out the most obvious problem, as Sonny points out, is. The more you stress it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, so how does it have the power to undo a karis that you had from the first time? It's not really independent. It's very tricky. Let's read more. The Rambam says, Shehari, look, why you chayav karis? If you're mazed in either one, he sums up. Shehari lo hikrif karban Hashem b'moad. Again, the Rambam picking up at the lashon of the pasuk refers to it as the karban Hashem. Again, he doesn't usually do this, Rambam. You didn't do it b'moado, b'hayav b'mezid. And here b'moado seems to be intentionally vague because it's referring to either one, Pesach Sheni or Pesach Rishon. Alamish now, and to use the Frankel text, you have a colon here. Aval, now a whole separate discussion. Again, in Halacha Aleph, all four were together. Now he's divided up into two sets of two. See what the difference is. If he's just going to repeat himself, then it would really be pointless. So listen carefully. You are what the Torah was talking about, not what the Chazal darshaning the extra cases. which is what we alluded to quickly in the Gemara. You are Tami B'der Chok in the first one. So that you went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, bring the second one. Apal pi shehezid v'sheni. You can you imagine the chutzpah? You go to Moshe, you to the Hakam Achanik. He goes to Hashem. Hashem says, okay, bring the carbon sheni, pesach sheni. And then it's amazing you don't bring the carbon sheni, pesach sheni. Eino chayiv koris, says the Rambam. Shekfar niftar mi pesach rishon min ha-kares. The fact that you are tummy with Derek Choka on Pesach Rishon patterned you already from kares.
So,
except for the fact that you're obligated. It's not a reshus. Yes, that's what comes out. That's what comes out. Exactly what comes out. I don't know. That's what we have to figure out. I have a lot to figure out in these rabbis. Everyone here? Blast some of the obvious. And the Ravid, but just so you should understand, the Ravid asks on this right away. Amar Avram, Achshav Shosra as Dvorov. He's contradicting himself. Right? If you were Shogeg or Onus on the first, and then Hazed on the Sheni, Chayv Karis. You tell me they're chok in the first, the hates in the sheni, not chayv karis. Maishna says there's no indication from the Gemara that it should be different. The Rambam and Halacha Aleph was kolal everything together, and yet when it comes to the punishment, the Rambam offers a split decision. It's at least two questions that we have on the Rambam, at least two already. So let's go back to the basic psak. The basic psak of the Rambam seemed to follow Rebbe, and he asked the following question. If you look at the three shitas, so in one of the cases, when the Rambam is machmir and mi'chayad yukareis, we were hazed berishon, so there the first two tanaim agreed. There's a two-on-one, the rabbim held chayav kareis, only the third tana held potter. Says the ravid, I understand that. There's two halachos of the ravid, originally the second one, now I'm going to get to the first. Rambam, that ravid is a little bit more conceptual, this ravid is more cheshbon. So it says very simple, ask the ravid, I don't understand. That stock of the Rambam, he's passing like the rabbit. But if you're Shogag or Nenis in the first, and Hazed in the second, which the Rambam said you're Chayav Karis, who's that according to? Only Rebbe. The other two Tanayim both held that Hazed in the Sheni is not enough to be Chayav Karis. Ask the Rabbit, how can he pass? Can Yachad for Rabbim? Even the Halacha, Karebi Mechaveiro, not Mechaveirov. Right. Rebbe doesn't get to win one on two. So that's the Rebbe's question. So Kesef Mishnah points out that the Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam tries to defend his father. Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam tries to defend his father. Now, it's just worth noting, I've mentioned this before, there's a klal gadol, at least for my Rebbeim, is that any pshat that the Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam gave is presumed to be incorrect.
Yeah.
I never, ever once heard one of huh?
Get any respect.
No, it's hard to be the Rambam's son. That's the bottom line. It is hard to be the Rambam's son. Yeah. There's a number of famous from Rambam and Rambams like Kesef Kiddushin and other things, which, at least in my, I don't know what they say in other yeshivas, I don't know. But in my Masora, you would assume, who else could tell you correct pshat in the Rambam but his son? Adarabba. If you said a pshat in the Shir, that was from I'll convey.
I didn't mention.
Anyway, but Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, still called the Maisa Nisim, even Frankel Rambam, they quote it in the original, or sometimes it was quoted as we usually have it from the Kesef Mishnah or other places. So Kesef Mishnah says the following. You have to understand, it's not one on two or two on one, there's really three different approaches. Three different approaches. It's three yechidim. Why? Because Rebbe holds it's a regular Lefnei Atzmo and it's an independent Chiyuv. And therefore, that's why if you're mazed on two, Pesach Sheni, that's enough for a reason for Chayv Karis. Rabbi Nassan holds, as the Gemara told us, that it's Tashlumin the Rishon. What does Tashlumin mean? This is the key insight of Rabbi Avraham and Rambam. Tashlumin means that you are already Chayv Karis. It's just that your judgment is temporarily suspended. You're Tolin V'omdin. If you'll do Pesach Sheni, then you're not going to get the punishment. But if for whatever reason you didn't do it, you need the patur, right? The disease is already in your body, but I'm going to give you a medicine. If you don't take the medicine, either because you're amazed, or because you're a shogeg, or because you're honest, it doesn't matter, but mainly you're going to get punished. Tashlumin means that it's already there, but I give you a way to stop it. It reminds me, just as an aside, I mentioned this a few years ago in Shul on Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to the Gemara's famous idea that the Beinoni on Rosh Hashanah is tolin v'omdin ad Yom Kippur, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. So the Pashup Shad is, his judgment is suspended until Yom Kippur. The Altar of Vardik said, no, tolin is literal, he's hanging. The noose is already around his neck, he's already been gepaskin chayiv misa, like the Rosh Hagamor. It's just that we have Rachmanus on the Beinoni, and before we kick the chair out on the hangnail, whatever it's called, the hangnail.
Gallows.
Hang something. Isn't there a hang something? Hangman, right? So the hangman pulls out the gallows. Right? So then we'll give you a chance to appeal. That's Yom Kippur for you. That's Rosh Hashanah for you. But it's not Shad that you're not Chayiv Misa, yet we'll see what you'll do. You're already Chayiv Misa. So also in the Vardik. So this Mamash Rabban Avman Ramam says here, Tashlumin Rekor Rabbi Nassim is already Chayiv Misa. It's just that it will be the last time you hear me quote something from the Vardik. It's the only thing I know from them. It's a good word. I take good Torah wherever I can find it, but I don't have any of those.
Do you say the same thing? Like,
good, good. That's not a bad mushel. We'll see. It's not a bad mushel. And then finally, he says, remember, Ram, then you have the third Tana, who the Lashon of the Gemara was, is Takanta. What does that mean? He's the one who holds the Taka, the judgment is suspended. There's no judgment on Pesach Rishon. Everything is suspended, and when we'll see what you do on Pesach Sheni. So if it turns out you were a Shogeg or Nenas on Pesach Sheni, then even if you're amazing on Pesach Rishon, we're not going to punish you, because what happens on the Sheni is a Takanta. We really end up going after that. So leave aside the relative merits of the three. The point of Rav Ram is you have three fundamentally different approaches. So you can't say like the Ravid does, let's add them all up together and play 2-on-1. You can't join them together. It happens to be that in certain shy cases, two Tanaim agree, one disagrees. But it's not a question of Yacha versus Rabin. It's three Yechidim, three different approaches, and the Rambam Paskins like Rebbe. Good. So now, let's turn our attention for the remainder of this year to two general approaches to try to understand some of the questions that we have, and we'll further develop on the Rambam's approach to all of this. We saw already two questions. If it's so of the Tanaim, how does it work at all? Right, according to the third Tana, where everything's suspended, that we understand. But Rambam's holding like the first Tana, or Ben Avram Rambam told us. Right? He's regular with an Atzmo man. I mean, that Rambam himself said, we don't even need Avram for that. But how does it work then? You amaze it in the first, and then you bring it on the second. How does it work? It's regular with an Atzmo. It's a nice mitzvah, but how does it approve Kari? It's regular with an Atzmo. We saw that question. Number two, we didn't understand the chilik between the punishments of Shagag versus Tamid Dekachoka. Good. Just to give you a sense, just to bolster the assumption that it's regal b'fnei atzmo, so just to mention to you other psukim that the Rambam says, we saw alluded to, we're in the Gemara already, with the Rambam passing this way, Perakei Halacha Zayin. What if you have someone who turns, right, we always are familiar with the Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Sfira. So between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni is also Sfira. But no one ever got up and gave a Bar Mitzvah drasha that I know of yet. What about Kot Shehigdil between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Is he Chayv and Karban Pesach Sheni? Right? If you have a son, it'll be interesting. Everyone, if you start off, right, I'll work on the delivery with you. We'll work on that. You'll build up the suspense. Everyone will think you're talking about Sfiras Omer. At the last minute, we'll switch over to Karban Pesach. Okay? What about if you're a ger and you're Nisgayer in the middle? So there's the Rambam, Perek Hei Alecha Zayin. Involved. Zayin. Sorry, Zayin. Ger and Nisgayer ben Pesach Rishon Pesach Sheni. V'chein Katan Shehigil. Bein shnei psachim, chayovin la'asos Pesach Sheni. It's chayiv. Not a suffix, Sfiras Omer, we're not sure what to do. Chayiv. Why is he chayiv? He was a cotton, he was not even Jewish on Pesach Rishon. Or ger, either way, both. The answer, as Alan says, is it's Rama Moshitaso. It's not a takanta, it's not a tashlumin, it's a regal bifnei atzma, which can have an independent mechayiv. That's a machlokas achronim. Very good, Eli. The Michas Chinuch quotes a discussion. Quote Eli, whether it's shas.
Yeah, that's something
you should. Achi of Karis is the carbon Pesach Sheni that the cotton or the ger brings. Is he holding by Karis if he doesn't bring it? So Blinetter will end the shiur with that question. So, bottom line is we see numerous psukim, the Rambam's words themselves echoed in psukim. He is a hardliner, regel b'fnei atzmo. Now, not only does it not make sense in some regard, there's also some inconsistencies. If it's really, I'll ask you the most basic question, which is alluded to already by Myron, but we just have to ask ourselves. If it's really regel b'fnei atzmo, then why is it that the only people who are chayiv in it are people who didn't do the first one? I mean, can you really call it b'fnei atzmo? Isn't it by definition a reaction to the
there's
first?
There's no shame, there's no reason.
Right, that's Myron pointed that out. So what does that mean to call it b'fnei atzmo then? Right? That's what just needs to be clarified.
Also, you said it's like a shabbos because of that, didn't you?
Yes, you know, it's definitely that. But it's not, it can't be totally. We have to have a refined definition, l'chora, because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to call it b'fnei atzmo if A, we know it only exists if you didn't do the first. Number two, somehow it has the ability to be misake in the first. If it was really b'fnei atzmo, what does apples and oranges have to do with each other?
So would you say that the shmish of that should not be the shabbos? The kabbalah? Because now it has b'fnei atzmo?
No, they have independent chiyuvim. Karbanos,
even though it's not regular, they have to serve the Shabbos.
What, the Karban Pesach?
No, the Shemesh of Pesach, the Karbanos you bring before Yom Kippur.
So that's a halacha for every Shabbos and every Yom Tif, that if you have a Chiyuv of Karbanos, you bring them on Shabbos or a Yom Tif. Okay? So I wanted to start with a nice, beautiful pshat, but then we'll try to get to a more beautiful pshat. The nice, beautiful pshat comes from Vasher Weiss in the Minchas Asher on our parsha. And he says, listen, you think about it, you know, the Rambam can shout from here till tomorrow, regel b'fnei atzmo. You cannot take a hardline approach. It just doesn't make any sense. It's not totally b'fnei atzmo. It's not, you know, maybe there are two types of apples, but they're not apples and oranges. It's a reaction to Pesach Rishon. As the Torah told us, as the halakha is, you can't totally sever it. Aye, but aren't there some nafkaminas that the Rambam paskind which seem to show that it is independent? So it says of Rasha Weiss, you have to look at it in a little bit more of a global way. It says of Rasha Weiss is really two dinim in Tashlum. It says everyone has to admit that Shani is Tashlum in the Rishon. Everyone has to admit that. But there's two types of Tashlum. There's totally dependent Tashlum, but then there are some Tashlum which are somewhat independent. I'll give you the two Mishalim that he gives. For example, if a mitzvah is already passed, it's completely over, you missed it. But we give you the teachers do if you missed the deadline? Give you a makeup.
Compensatory.
Right, we give you a makeup, and that's our tashlumen. What's an example of that? That's totally dependent. You don't need the makeup if you didn't do the first one, right? Totally dependent. For example, tefillah. Right? In certain cases, if you missed the mincha, you can say a ma'ariv, and if you missed the ma'ariv, you can say the shacharis, etc. So that is there is no independent significance whatsoever to saying a double myriv if you didn't miss, and if you forgot, but there's still 3 hours left until Zman Kriyash, until Zman Tefillah, that's not called Tashlumin, right? Until the water's edge, it's called Zman Shachris. If you miss that, then all of a sudden a new thing called Tashlumin comes up, which is a way of compensating and making up for the first one. That is a totally dependent one. And therefore, what's the nafkamina, just to distill this? What's the halacha for Chalila an onain who misses Shacharis, and then before Mincha time's over, there's a burial. Does he have to do two Shmoneh Esrei for Mincha? No. If he wasn't Chayiv in the Shacharis, he doesn't have to do a Tashlumen. Aye, isn't it B'fnei Atzmo? The answer is no, because it's not B'fnei Atzmo. The whole Tashlumen exists as a makeup for the first, but if you're not Chayiv to make it up, then you don't have to do it. However, says Rav Asher Weiss, there's other types of tashlumins, which are still tashlumin, because if you did it the first time, you wouldn't need it the second time. You can't call it a hardcore, independent, it's chiyuv. It's only a chiyuv because you didn't do it the first time. But there is some independent significance. You're trying to straddle the fence. There is some independent significance to the chiyuv, such that you would not say what we just said about tefillah. Even if you were putter in the first, we would still make you make it up if the patur ever changed. What's the classic example of that? You were mechavet to before bris milah. If you're your Billy Rubin's down or up, whatever the, or it could be, I guess either. Right, the mamush, you're in a chola mesukah in the baby chalila. Punter, right? Don't do the bris. You're not allowed to do the bris. 2 months later, 2 weeks later, 5 months later, the baby, Baruch Hashem, is healthy. So what do you say? You were putter on the eighth day, therefore you're putter forever? No. You say, now that your tour is over, you're not a chol anymore. Do the... In a sense, it is tashlumin, in the sense that you only do the bris 5 months later, so you didn't do it on the first day. You're still trying to make up, to use our high school term, the chiyuv you didn't fulfill on the eighth day. But it's not a completely dependent tashlumin. There's some independent mechayiv there. Because after all, you were patur then. But we don't say, just like you were patur, if you're patur for Shmoneh Esrei, you don't have to do a tashlumin. Here you do.
There's also, there's no bookend on the other end for bris milah, as opposed to some of these other things.
But that's not why you don't have to do a second mincha. It's not good with the bookend. It has to do because you were patur. The only reason you do a second Abdullah, the only reason you do a second tefillah, instead of a tefillah. The only reason you have to do a second tefillah is if you miss the first one. But you were chayiv in it. But if you weren't chayiv in it, there's no need for tashlumin. Here, you weren't a chayiv. You're putter, adarab, you're not allowed to do the bris milah if the baby's sick. And yet, we are going to tell you to do the bris milah later. So, there's probably more to say about each of these, but just teasing out the fact that we have a phenomenon in halacha where they're both, in a sense, tashlumin, but some are wholly dependent on being a makeup, and others have some level of independence. Therefore, says Rav Asher Weiss, that's where Shitas HaRambam comes in. The Rambam holds, whether this is Bedas Rebbe, or maybe he's really holding like Rabbi Nosson, but this is how he understands Rabbi Nosson, that's not so clear to me. The Rambam holds, it is a Tashlumin, but akin to Bris Milah, an independent type of. And therefore, as long as you are holding by Chiyuv in the second time, by Pesach Sheni, for example, let's say you were a Ger, now all of a sudden you're having a Chiyuv, even though a Ger is like the owning, right? He's the Chalam HaChayiv in the first one. Right, Lamashal, somebody whose mother dies, Chalila, and within the Shiva, within the Shloshim, they're Megayer. Do we say, okay, finish up your Avelis? That's ridiculous. We don't say that. Why? Because they when the Patira happened, they weren't Jewish. There's no Chiyuv then. You don't ever make that up. But a Ger becomes Jewish in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, does become Chayiv, because there it's not a wholly dependent Tashlumin. I'm understanding it's Bifnei Atzim, and there's some independence to the time of the Chiyuv. And that's also why the Rambam can hold that it can be Docha Shabbos. And that's also why the Rambam can hold that even if you're only mazed on the Sheni, but that is enough to give you a Chiyuv Kares, even though the original one you were only a Shogeg, or an Onis, or whatever. That's how he tries to Miyashev. The Rambam is not totally Bifnei Atzmo versus Tashlumin the way you get from the Gemara. Rather, the Rambam is somehow harmonizing them, primarily because you have to say something like that, says Rav Asher Weiss, because of course it's not completely Bifnei Atzmo. It can't be. It doesn't make sense. So you have to say there's two types of Tashlumin, one more independent than the other. We only have a few minutes left, not nearly time to do it justice. This was one of the shorter and, I guess, lighter articles I ever read from Rosenzweig, and it was still enough that I was shaking. And it was still enough that I have to reread it three times. It's still enough that I'm sure I understand it entire. It was just a good reminder why there are literally maybe a handful of lumdim in the world on this level. It's just an incredible thing to behold, Baruch Hashem, to see this kind of lumdim in action. But to give it to you in a 5-minute summary, which is less than Shalom gave you, which is really, I should have given you more, but Rav Rosenzweig asks even more questions. Mamish, what he does, it's like a surgeon working with the Rambam. And he points out something else. He comes at it from a different vantage point. He focuses on what we mentioned, which is that the Rambam seemed to distinguish, you were very bothered by this, the Tameh and Dark Kok on the one hand, and Anas and Shogun on the other hand. So the Raivid says it's a stira. You say it makes no sense. There's certainly no precedent for it. Where did he get it from? So Akitzer Nimrutz, Rosenzweig is Medayik, both from Lashon HaKosov, Lashon Gemara, as well as Lashon Rambam, which is what we can focus on, that Taka, there is a fundamental difference. Which are the ones that are mentioned in the Torah? Not Shogeg and Onis, that's not mentioned in it. The only thing is Tamei V'Derech HaKoka. Says Rosenzweig, a Tamei V'Derech HaKoka is completely mufka from Karban Pesach. There's no Chiyuv, let alone a punishment. You ask me, when we're reading the Pasuk, what is the Chayav Karis on? A Tamei and a Shogeg, It's not because he's not chayiv in the first. Totally mufkar. However, he says so beautifully, because they're totally mufkar, and they're the ones who asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they're the ones who got the answer, yeah, Pesach Sheni. It can't be a tashlumin to the first one, because they weren't chayiv in it. It must have been an independent regolith mafel for them. So, as it, in a sense, all this happens simultaneously, but in halachic frames, first step was, it's a regolith mafel because that's how it emerged. As a reaction to their request, because they were mufka, and as a result, it could only be regolith mafel. But, the boomerang's back, so everyone's like, once it has the chashivas of being a regal b'fnei atzmo, then it's significant enough of a date to serve as a tashlumin in those cases that need it. If it had never been, this is his unbelievable chiddush, if it had never been a regal b'fnei atzmo, it wouldn't be significant enough to carry the weight of a chiyuv kareis to be a tashlumin. Right? If you do, take classic, right? You know, high school 101, right? The nightmares come back for all of us. Right? The teacher gives you a late day, gives you a makeup. You're going to get the same grade as you would have gotten on time? Not the teachers I had. Right? Instead of failing, you know, we'll let you come a week late. You know, so you start handing the paper today, I'll let you come in. But, okay, you know, you're already down a grade. Right? Tashlumin cannot totally carry the weight. Achiv Kares? We're just going to pick an arbitrary date a month later, and that can somehow carry the weight? If it was just a Tashlumin, if it was just the makeup, it couldn't fully vanquish Achiv Kares. So, but that's not what happened. It was first a regular b'fnei atzmo as a reaction to the tamei v'derech achoka. And once it was not stam a tashlumin, but a regular b'fnei atzmo, then it was significant enough that you don't have to even lose a grade. It's significant enough to totally vanquish the chiyuv kareis. They point out, if you're meduyuk in the Lashon HaRambam, even when he describes the kareis, again, because if you're hazed in the sheni, you're going to be chayiv kareis either way, right? But the Rambam's Lashon is different. Excuse me, I'm sorry. So first of all, he was medayik from the fact that if you are mazed in the Rishon, and then Shogag or Tameh or something in the second, the Rambam in both of those cases says Yechayev Karis. But the Rambam's Lashon is different. I don't have time to read it, I'm late already, but he's medayik in that Lashon very beautifully. Second of all, this explains, he says, the thing which we didn't understand to begin with. How could the Rambam differentiate and say that if you were Shagag in the first, you're going to be Chayiv Kareis if you don't do the second, but if you're Tamei V'derech Rechoka in the first, even if you're Mazed in the second, you don't get? The answer is, because the Chayiv Kareis, Louis, according to this, only comes from the first one. Pesach Rishon is the only thing that's Mechayiv Kareis. If you were Chayiv in Pesach Rishon, then you could be Chayiv Kareis. You're Shagag or Neneth. Okay, so you don't get punished. But as to use his Lashon, I remember, I didn't see the article inside at the time, I remember Shalom focusing on this on Pesach. What Rosenberg calls it is, when you bring the Karban Pesach on the Pesach Sheni, it is a Karban Shel Kareis. You're holding by Kareis, because you were Chayiv on Rishon. You were just Shagag and Onis, like if I was Shagag on any other mitzvah in the Torah. I'm shaykh to the parsha of Kareis, but there's a technical patronish because I was shogeg or anus. But the Karban Pesach I'm bringing Gashani, I'm in the world of Kareis, because I was chayiv on Rishon, and Rishon is what brings Kareis. However, the Tamei V'derech Rechoka, they're mufka from the Rishon. They were never chayiv in it at all. Therefore, when they have a chayiv to bring the second. They have a chayiv to bring the second. Good. But it's not a Karban Shel Kareis. Because Kareis can only attach if you were Shaykh to Pesach Rishon. But this is his answer to explain what you were bothered by, to explain the answer of the question of the Ravid. But since they were not Shaykh to the first Pesach, there is no Kareis attached, even if they're mazed on the second one. I don't have time to develop fully the Raya as I alluded to them quickly, but just to end with what Eli mentioned. Eli asked, the Katan and the Ger were Chayiv to do Karban Sheni, according to the Rambam, is that a Karban Shel Kareis or not? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes that it is. Why should it be any different? That's not the Minchas Chinuch's world. He didn't say that. The Rambam said, regel b'fnei atzmo, each one is enough to chayiv you kareis. So if they don't bring the second one, they're chayiv kareis. However, Rosenzweig pointed out that he thinks that the other achronim are more correct. It's not mitamam, but mitamo. Namely, according to his whole shita, what's the connection? What makes you chayiv karis on sheni? If you were machayiv on the first and didn't do it on the second. But if you were mufka on the first, like a tamei v'derek rechoka, then it's not a carbon shelf karis on the second. And who is a katan or a ger like? Like an anus or a shagig or a tamei v'derek rechoka? He's like a tamei v'derek rechoka. He was mufka. He wasn't even chayiv. Okay. Adkan. There's really more that has to be said, but...